This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Bonnie,
and Chris.
Lots of stuff that we could be talking about. And since we've been talking about crypto, there's an interesting story over at MarketWatch.com where a fund manager warns that Bitcoin could prevent society from functioning and is an extreme form of libertarian anarchism.
Yay!
We could talk about that as well. But what started off the whole crypto conversation tonight is actually you, Chris. You brought in a story about John McAfee, the man behind McAfee antivirus, who is quite an interesting character in his own right, and not to be trusted. Okay, this guy, he's entertaining as hell. You just can't believe the word that comes out of his mouth.
There's some background to John McAfee that I don't think most people know or even remember, for those who recall. But ain't that, don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure if you go look at like Wikipedia, it's going to say something to this effect. A lot of the original antivirus programs, the people who wrote them literally created the viruses too, that they would then
say would then catch.
Right.
Wow.
So this is not something that's like,
you think he was doing that?
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure you can actually go online and you can find out like where you can find quotes of him saying this, right? Like that kind of thing. It just boggles my mind that anybody would even begin to think this guy, is somebody that you would want to trust. Like, and this is like all antivirus software, period. Like, it's not just McAfee. It's just antivirus is one big fraud,
Wow, that's pretty scummy.
If you use Linux, though, you generally don't have to worry about it, right?
Yeah, I mean, the only reason somebody, I would say, to use antivirus is because you're using Windows and, like, Microsoft, you're relying on Microsoft to fix the holes, but Microsoft doesn't fix the holes in a timely fashion.
Right.
But it's like, antivirus is like taking a hammer and trying to, stuff out the, ants that are crawling through the fence. Like, think about how effective that's going to be.
Not very.
Not at all.
And they just won't fix the fence.
No, of course not. The solution would be, to fix the fence. I don't know if you could fix the fence. But, like, if it was, like, a hole in the wall and the ants were getting in, taking a hammer, trying to kill them rather than patch the hole in the wall.
So I'm going to just give you some more of the allegations here from this case. We got the civil case pulled up where they're going after McAfee and his bodyguard. They say that at times during the relevant period, McAfee made misleading statements and omissions concerning his financial interest and intent as to the touted digital asset. So for those just tuning in, he was promoting a crypto coin of the week, a crypto coin of the day, and he was getting paid to do this, and that's not a problem. And again, just to be clear, I don't think this should be illegal. I don't think that he should be facing any of these charges, but at the same time, it is important to realize that there are people out there who will take advantage of you, and, whether it's John McAfee or somebody else, if somebody out there is making a recommendation and you buy based on what somebody posted on Twitter, I mean, you kind of deserve what you get.
Yeah.
If you don't just actually do your own research and you're not cautious and judicious in the way that you invest your money. But, for example, around December 15th of 2017, in response to a Twitter user questioning whether McAfee had endorsed the digital asset Verge, that's a crypto coin, so as to, quote, pump the coin for his own financial benefit, McAfee misleadingly stated through his account that he did not have a position in the digital asset and falsely disclaimed any ulterior motive for his recommendations and endorsements. In fact, by and through his team, McAfee had built a position in the digital asset shortly before the tout in order to pump and then dump the asset into the resulting price spike. At various times throughout the period, he misleadingly characterized his endorsements of digital assets as recommendations for long-term investments, when he himself, of course, was doing the opposite. For example, in January of 2018, with respect to a coin of the week recommendation, McAfee stated, by tweet that, quote, all of his recommendations were long-term recommendations. He further claimed that his recommendations were based on significant research, including a review of thousands of white papers on the digital assets. In fact, by on or around December 20th, McAfee had not, quote, read every white paper. In fact, rather than thoroughly researched, truthful recommendations for long-term value, McAfee's endorsements of the assets were part and parcel of the defendant's short-term pump-and-dump scheme. Their criteria for selecting the assets centered on suitability for the pump-and-dump scheme, not long-term value or potential to, quote, change the world. His criteria for identifying them included current market price, circulating supply, market capitalization, and trading value. They understood that touting a digital asset for purchase on certain grounds while simultaneously trying to sell their previously accumulated position in the digital asset was deceptive and wrongful. For example, in the interview in 2017's December, McAfee warned investors to view digital asset recommendations with suspicion because, quote, unscrupulous promoters go, oh, I love this one or I love that one and this looks great. They don't know why they're saying it. Maybe they're saying it because they bought 100,000 coins and they can't sell them, right? Said McAfee. He made these and other false and misleading representations and omissions of material facts to prospective investors in the touted digital assets during the period. And so now they're coming at him with count one, fraud and manipulation by deceptive device and contrivance, where basically the U.S. code says that it is unlawful for any person to use or employ, and I'm skipping a lot of legalese here, any manipulative or deceptive device or contrivance in regards to getting people to do something with like a stock or commodity or something like that. So basically that's saying it's illegal for you to tell a lie in regards to recommending a thing. And they go after him for count two, attempted manipulation of the price of a commodity, which seems like it's that's going to be a tough one for them to get because, you know, is tweeting the same thing as an attempted manipulation of price? You don't know what the crypto market's going to do. But anyway, they're requesting a bunch of relief here, an order of permanent injunction, which would stop them and their affiliates and their agents and such for doing various different tradings and entering into transactions of like we're discussing here. They want to pay civil monetary penalties of not more than the blah, blah, blah amount prescribed. They want them to disgorge all benefits received, so to get rid of the money that they earned in doing this, and to make full restitution to every customer and investor whose funds defendants received or caused another person or entity to receive as a result of the acts and practices that they're describing here. So
wow,
they actually want these people to somehow pay restitution to everybody who bought and, you know, purportedly lost money on Doge in Verge.
How could they prove that? What if somebody just happened to lose money on Verge and they're like, oh, yeah, actually I did this because John McAfee said to.
Yeah.
They can't prove it. And that's it's just a crazy thing that they're asking for here, but nonetheless, I wanted to share that with you. There's more. An order to rescind all contracts and agreements, in order to, make an accounting to the court of all their assets and liabilities together with all funds they received and paid. So, man, this is like serious stuff. And then orders of courts and costs and fees. And then, of course, they're facing 5 to 20 years on each of these counts. So if they're convicted of any one of them, John McAfee could go to prison for the rest of his life, presuming that he is able to be extradited from Spain, which hopefully he won't be.
I wonder if they're going to use his health as a reason not to extradite, because they'll frequently, like, you know, use that as a reason.
I hope so. I don't want to see him going to prison over this. He's an entertaining guy. And
I just think it's so ridiculous.
Doesn't get extradited, won't he just die in Spanish prison?
Well, they don't have to hold him there.
They'll release him. He's not being charged in Spain.
Cool. That's correct. He's not being charged by any other government except the U.S. government. And so if the Spanish government holds the extradition hearing at some point, you know, things are going slower than ever due to COVID in all of the courts of the world, so who knows how long it's going to take them to actually hold the hearing. But if they hold the hearing and they find out that, no, this isn't an extraditable offense here in Spain, you're free to go, Mr. McAfee. And then, boy, good luck to him, because They're just going to try to get them to get picked up somewhere else.
Probably, yeah. I mean, you'd have to have some sort of residency in Europe, probably, in order to avoid extradition.
Or Russia. Or something.
Yeah, maybe. If you can get to Russia without going through a country
that's willing.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I think we pretty much covered all the aspects of this John McAfee situation.
Oh, we killed it.
Yeah. But if you want to comment, you're still welcome to. 603-283-6160. Or tell us about your favorite lie that John McAfee ever told, because he's got a long list of lies. I got to say, my favorite was the McAfee Bucks. Remember seeing this one?
No.
So he came up with, he cooked up with some really good graphics designer, some really nice looking graphics for what was supposed to be a printed McAfee currency. And the idea was, if you were able to acquire some of this currency, you could get some of McAfee's time. So it was worth McAfee's time, was what essentially the currency was supposed to be. And he had, like, all the designs made for these things, right? Like, he had posted graphics of what the McAfee Bucks were going to look like. I forget what they are exactly called.
But his time doing what? Like, you could hire him to do stuff?
Just to sit there and talk to him.
Oh.
You could just sit there and talk to McAfee. And so, like, you know, he made a big post about this and posted all the graphics and that this was going to be a thing. And, like, if you had the Bucks, you could only redeem them by physically traveling to Mexico where his offices were.
So, like, he's not coming to you.
No, he would not come to you. And so, like, there were all these provisions that were put on it and everything. Never came out. So it was pretty funny, though. All right. By the way, one of our chatters in the room, I won't say his full name, but it's To The Max there in our chat server, our Matrix chat server, which you can join over at chat.freetalklive.com. He says there's no way that other chat is more active than this. And he's absolutely right. We do have, you know, other chat rooms that are out there. They're sort of associated with some of our video streaming platforms like Twitch and DLive. But they are nowhere near as busy as the Matrix chat server. And the Matrix server is available 24 hours a day. The DLive and Twitch chat rooms really only have any activity when the show is live. So if you want to have an interaction with other Free Talk Live listeners, the best place to go and do it is over at chat.freetalklive.com. That gets you to the step-by-step instructions on how to join the Matrix chat server, which has been, I would say, tremendous success so far. What do you think, Chris?
I absolutely think it was a success, and it's amazing how many people are on there in some of those rooms and chatting. Yeah. I can't keep up. I don't even try.
Yeah, me neither.
It's like once in a while I'll take a quick glance at it and say something, but it's like, yeah.
Yeah, there's dozens of rooms available. You can create your own room if you want on whatever topic you want. You can administer it however you want. You know, no admins, a group of admins, different rules, whatever you want. It's up to you. You decide. Go to chat.freetalklive.com to get started. We go to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yes, in my continuing efforts to destroy radio as we know it, I need to enlist the help of your listeners.
Okay.
And, yeah, I need to talk about Bobby Hill. He's Bobby on the radio Hill. Here now in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Bobby Hill, a.k.a. Brandon Hagany. And he was
Are you referring to Bobby Hill, the fictional character from...
He lives in Arlen.
From, what was it?
King of the Hill.
King of the Hill.
King of the Hill. Yeah, King of the Hill. Well, he... Brandon Hagany, he just has a striking resemblance to Bobby Hill. I get him confused. You can see Brandon Hagany's a picture on the internet, and he looks just like Bobby Hill. But he's on the radio. He's from East Tennessee. Mm-hmm. He was not announcer, but a radio wannabe kind of guy. And he was dealing with the Tennessee Titans and Vanderbilt, whatever it is, and Volunteers and all that kind of stuff there in Tennessee. So I was wondering if any of your listeners have any experience with Brandon Hagany, a.k.a. Bobby Hill.
I've never heard of him. So he's a local talk show host in Albuquerque?
Yeah, he's very famous. He does traffic and weather.
How do you spell his last name? I can't figure it out.
H-A-H-A-G-H-A-N-Y, Brandon Hagany.
I never would have guessed that.
Yeah. Just look for Bobby Hill's face.
So why should we care about this?
Well, he's one of these radio conspirator guys. You know, he's one of the reasons why we need to shut down radio as we know it.
I don't understand.
He's destroying the whole world with his traffic and weather here in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
How's that?
So, well, like today, Mr. Gary Johnson was on the radio where Brandon Hagany is. You know that Gary Johnson guy?
Yeah, Gary Johnson, the former governor of New Mexico and Libertarian Party presidential candidate. You're not really making things connect for me here, David.
But, well, it takes a little while. We're a little slow over
well,
here.
Well, we don't have much time.
I guess you're
make
right.
The connection. Why should anyone care about this guy? Like, why are you telling an international radio audience about this traffic and weather reporter?
Because he's running interference. That's a sports term. He's running interference for Gary Johnson, for one thing.
Gary Johnson? What does that mean, he's running interference for Gary Johnson?
Well, because when Mr. Gary Johnson comes on the radio, he's got some sort of political agenda, right? Because he's the governor of New Mexico, and he wanted to be the president of the whole United States.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Gary Johnson comes on the radio, and Mr. Hagany, he blocks people who might want to call in and question Mr. Gary
Johnson. You're mad at him because he screened out your phone call. Thanks for the call.
It's probably because he's doing that horrible fake Southern accent.
It's that, David. You know, I
didn't know who it was.
I didn't make the connection. He's usually talking about something else, about like his court case or something.
More relevant. But he's been really bad the last two nights.
Connection. So.
His last two calls have been some of the worst.
I mean, I think there's a few Davids that call inside and make the connection at first. Yeah.
I mean, imagine being so upset about getting screened out of a radio show that you call another radio show to complain about the board operator behind the scenes. Because that's how it is, right? Like, they've got this guy doing traffic and weather, but he's also running, I guarantee you, he's running the board, he's screening the phone calls, right? Because that's how radio is these days. They don't have separate people for any of these jobs.
Yeah, right? Like, it's outsourced.
I'm screening the calls on this show,
right?
And I'm the host of the show. Like, when I called up the network that we're on, the satellite system that we're up on, Westwood One, I called them up because there was a problem, and he was like, aren't you the host of the show? Because he's expecting like an engineer or somebody else, some other professional, be calling with technical issues. But no, that's my job too. So
you know, it's a good thing you are technical though. I mean, you have
this show wouldn't exist.
Yeah,
you wouldn't have gotten that.
Yeah.
So there you go, 603-283-6160. And I don't know why he's trying to take down radio. Radio is having its own troubles on its own, and
it'll fail without anybody taking it down.
I want it to stay alive. I really do. But they're not doing enough innovative work to actually, draw an audience and get young people to actually tune in. That's the thing. There's so much out there that people can listen to now, and it's harder than ever for radio stations to compete. They still think they can rest on their licenses, but their success rests on their licenses.
Nope.
They need to get out of that mindset. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Licenses are less relevant now than they've ever been.
Yep.
And you know what? That's a good thing. So you can share your thoughts with us here, and you can take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160. You can bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Boulder, Colorado police are identifying the alleged shooter who they say took 10 lives at a grocery store.
This suspect has been identified as Ahmad Alyssa, 21, of Arvada. He has been charged with 10 counts of murder in the first degree and will be shortly transported to Boulder County Jail.
Maris Harold, police chief in Boulder, Colorado. Alyssa, born in Syria and said to also have ISIS sympathies. Witnesses say he didn't say anything before he opened fire on shoppers. Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden says the coronavirus vaccines have already saved thousands of American lives. Dr. Frieden also saying without proof that the United States is likely to see another surge in COVID-19 cases, but it will be far less deadly than the earlier surges because people are getting vaccinated. And you're listening to USA Radio News. All the jurors for Derek Chauvin's murder trial are seated. Chauvin is a former Minneapolis police officer charged with killing George Floyd. The 15th person was selected today. The trial is set to begin on Monday. The Supreme Court may reimpose the death sentence for the Boston Marathon bomber.
The Supreme Court announced Monday that it will consider reinstating the death sentence for Boston Marathon bomber Jakar Sarnaev, setting up a conundrum for President Biden, who said he opposes capital punishment. The court plans to review a decision by a three-judge panel of the U.S. Courts of Appeal for the First Circuit. The savage 2013 attack killed three Americans and wounded hundreds, with many permanently disfigured. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Alabama Republican Congressman Mel Brooks will make a run for the U.S. Senate. He made the announcement at a gun club in Huntsville last night. Brooks has been elected to Congress six times, winning by a landslide each time. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160, and that allows you to take control of the airwaves here to bring up what you want. 603-283-6160. Masks required signs are coming down, according to the Houston Chronicle, around Texas and Mississippi as coronavirus restrictions are being lifted. We can talk about that here tonight. We can talk about whatever you want. By the way, tonight it's Ian,
Bonnie,
and Chris.
But we've been talking a little bit of tech. We tend to do that with you on the show here, Chris, because you host your own tech show. It's called Freedom Decrypted. And you can both watch and listen to Freedom Decrypted, or watch or listen, depending on how you want to do it, over at freedomdecrypted.com. It is every Saturday starting at about 5 o'clock Eastern. That is a video show first and foremost, but you do offer it as a podcast.
Yep,
downloadable.
There's a live video stream. There's not a live audio stream, but there's a live video stream directly streamed from our website. So
very nice.
We're not dependent on YouTube or, you know, any of these other centralized platforms that can censor us. So we can pretty much say whatever we want, and you do a great show, and I do more or less.
Yeah. So check him out over at freedomdecrypted.com. So, speaking of technology, we were talking about earlier how John McAfee was falsely, fraudulently promoting various different cryptocurrencies. So that's one side of the crypto world is the fraudsters. Another side is the haters, the people who hate cryptocurrency and they want to see it fail, like Tim Bond, a partner and portfolio manager at OD Asset Management, believes Bitcoin could prevent society from functioning in an efficient and ethical manner. Now this, I gotta hear.
Well, it's because he thinks that society can only function with taxes.
Oh, is that right? See, I haven't even read the story yet.
Well, I just saw one of the headlines that said, like, it's going to prevent the government from being able to collect taxes.
Yeah, but, you know, the problem with that, you know, it's mine, too. But the problem with that thinking is that, like, do you really think that there wouldn't be garbage people picking up your garbage if there wasn't for, like, taxes in government?
It's ridiculous.
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And it's so ridiculous.
By the way, I got news for you. In Keene, New Hampshire, it's private garbage.
It is. It is. And that's the case for a lot of different things. There's probably not a service that governments provide anywhere that somewhere it's not private. And that includes everything from roads gas and electricity.
Even protection services.
Protection services. Right. Even protection services. Like this idea that it has to be centralized is absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. And even space launches. Yeah. Right. Absolutely. Private too.
Portfolio manager at one of London's, this is by the way, marketwatch.com, one of London's leading hedge funds has warned that Bitcoin, probably the best known cryptocurrency, has no real social utility other than as a tool for speculation and a means to launder the proceeds of crime.
It's not social, it's economics.
What do you mean?
Well, it's this idea that it's some sort of social thing. It's not for the social good. It's for the economic good. It's for your finances. Financially, you're better off using crypto than you are using, you know, other traditional forms of, you know, finance, like banking and similar.
I don't know if that's what he means by social utility. I think he's not talking about, like, being friends with people. He's just talking about a thing for society. Basically.
Right. But it's not for the benefit of... It's not a social good in the sense that it's not going to, you know, put your kid through school.
It will if you buy some now
on to it. Okay. But
don't put your kids through school. It's a waste of money.
Put them through that.
Give your kid the Bitcoin instead of, you know, cashing it out and sending it to the government or college.
You know what's funny? It actually can be an educational tool in that
Bitcoin?
In general, because give your kids some money. Let them fall hard so that they learn not to do it again. That's one of the best ways to learn. It's not by, you know, sending kid to, you know, some class somewhere, you know, because
the experience. You got to have the experience.
Yeah. They don't teach that in schools, you know. I mean, they might do the math and everything else, but at the end of the day, the fastest way to learn is to do it.
That's right. Nothing teaches like experience. Absolutely. So Tim Bond, the partner and portfolio manager at OD Asset Management, also told MarketWatch it was damaging the planet. To my mind, Bitcoin is a particularly vile asset class. He continued to say, if Bitcoin starts to displace fiat currencies, which, for those that don't know, is government-issued money.
Yeah, it already is beginning in some areas to do that.
Government's ability to tax, spend, and redistribute will be severely impaired. And I gotta say, that is the vision. That is why a lot of us signed on in the early days to Bitcoin. That's what Roger Ver saw when a lot of us weren't clear on it.
That's like, always the thing that's piqued my interest. It's not this investment thing. Like that's a side effect for me.
That's right.
It's the freedom. It's the economic freedom that it brings. And the economic freedom brings prosperity. So.
Correct. And that is so important. And that's the thing that people really don't understand about this because, you know, the sort of low-level thinking is, Bitcoin, number go up. Number go up, good. Get in now. Number go up, make money, right? Like, that's generally what people are doing with Bitcoin. They don't know
hodling.
Hodling, yeah. They don't know anything about it. They don't know what makes it special. They just know that it's in the news. Number go up.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, it's kind of interesting. It's like, I don't know, in some sense, it's kind of good that it goes up, but
certainly it's good.
Even if it didn't go up, it still has an amazing value. And I think that value that it has gets overshadowed by the fact that it goes up and it goes down.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? Like,
That's what distracts people.
Right. It's a distraction from the value that cryptocurrency has. You know,
and the value of it is that it takes the power of money, and it's hard to
conceptualize.
It's not hard to conceptualize this. It's hard to express how important it is. That it takes the power of money from the hands of the centrally controlled people, the bankers and the governments. It takes it out of their hands, and it puts it into the hands of the individual, of the people.
Yep.
For the first time in lifetimes that the individual can control their own value. And that is so important and is something that is so unexpressed about Bitcoin. People don't understand that. And that's ultimately what he's saying. He understands it. And he's afraid of it. because he's an asset manager for a hedge fund. Remember, we were talking about GameStop a few weeks ago?
Oh, yeah.
The hedge funds were the bad guys in the GameStop situation. These guys are the bad guys. They profit from the failure of businesses and things like that. So he sees the future, if Bitcoin's become popular enough, that they will restrict the government's ability to tax, spend, and redistribute. Because if more people start taking their wealth out from the dollar and putting it into things like Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies, or gold for that matter, putting your value into other things that you have control over, that changes everything.
Yeah, in New Jersey, there was a gym that obviously you guys talked about on Free Talk Live that had $170,000 taken straight out of their bank, but the government can't do that if your bank is your Bitcoin wallet.
And the crazy thing is, it's not that they can't take it from you. It's that they can't take it from you easily.
Sure. I mean, if you don't give them the keys, then they can't take it from you.
I mean, a hammer is amazing. It's amazing what a hammer can do.
No doubt. I mean, technically, the government's not supposed to do that sort of thing. But
I mean, they do it every day. It's just
not. Give them the keys.
It's just not with a hammer.
If you have a multi-sig wallet, you can hand them your keys, but they still can't get into it.
Right? If you can keep the person, you know, the multiple parties separate from, I guess.
The more parties you have that are separate, the more difficult it would be for somebody with a hammer to do anything about a multi-signature wallet.
Well, what I was saying was the government can just immediately freeze your assets if it's in a regular bank.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And this is the whole easy part, right? It's harder to go after many people if you have to raid every single, you know, house or building. It's a heck of a lot easier to go after 100,000 people if you have, you know, if you can just send a letter to or an email to, effectively the banks for which you want to seize their assets, freeze them, or whatever.
And the banks will comply.
Oh, they do. And they have. And it's actually interesting because they have routinely, actually, and even without there being a law, they have frozen the assets of significant numbers of people over the years through just threatening, effectively, the banks. So just suspend licenses if they don't, you know, do something that's based all around some sort of, you know, very broad order, you know, overbroad order.
We got more coming up. Your calls, thoughts, welcome in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. And you can take control here.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Whatever happens to be on your mind tonight in the studio with you, it's Ian,
Bonnie,
and Chris. All right, so we're going to continue here, and we were talking about this crypto, a funds manager who hates Bitcoin. He considers it a vile asset class and says further that if Bitcoin starts to displace fiat currencies, that's government money, that government's ability to tax, spend, and redistribute will be severely impaired. And that warms my heart. That's exactly what I'm looking for, because Bitcoin and cryptocurrency has been one of the key elements towards empowering the individual in the last decade, in the last 15 years. I mean, there's been no other development besides the internet itself in the last 20 or 30 years, that has been more important than Bitcoin as far as, and cryptocurrency generally, as far as empowering people. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I can't think of anything.
Where they proved that it did a lot better than Robinhood this year.
Robinhood the app?
Yeah, because that was supposed to be a big thing for the people, but...
That was just marketing.
Yeah, that's marketing.
It proved to be very wrong about that.
Turns out Robinhood is not for the people.
No.
They're a centrally controlled mega corporation with hedge fund investors.
Yeah, whenever you see any kind of like app being promoted, it just screams marketing, right? Like, I don't know about you, but unless it's like there's source code available and a whole bunch of other things and it's decentralized... It's marketing.
If it's the stock market, it ain't going to be decentralized.
It's going to
be regulated and tightly controlled.
Especially what they're talking about. Yeah.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We can talk more about this hate monger asset manager, and he's hating on Bitcoin. But first, I'm going to go to the Max. He's on our line. I don't know if you're there. Can you hear us? To the Max?
I can hear you guys.
We got you.
Hear me?
Yeah, you're on our Matrix chat server. Sounding great. Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I don't know if anybody saw, but there was a documentary on, McAfee was on Netflix documentary, and they tried to get him, and this really seemed like a hit piece, and, he had four or five of the girls, that they had, that they were really interviewing throughout the thing, And, you know, he said that, you know, he'd have wild sex parties and stuff like that. He's admitted to stuff like that. And, you know, I mean, as libertarians, there's nothing wrong with that. But the documentary, I don't think gives him a fair shake, because I think he's a brilliant guy. Obviously, he you know.
Well, what were they alleging about him? I mean, we know he's a liar. So, like, were they saying something else about him?
Well, they claim that they never they asked them, well, what did they pay for? And we can't get into it. Well, we'll dance around it. But they said that he never paid them for sex, but he did pay them to other acts. Well, this documentary is acting like it was some big deal.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh my God, he paid for sex.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to be a problem. You know, as long as there was voluntary and everything else, you know, that goes along with that, and it's you know, it might not be my cup of tea, but that doesn't mean it's not somebody else's.
And I had a question. Do you guys think that everything that he's done is a lie, or do you think he's just a con artist, or do you think McAfee? I used to think McAfee, you know, antivirus was good before it got bought out, and then it started bogging down my computer, and everything started getting real bad. And
good is relative.
I don't know if you guys remember that.
Well, I mean, yeah. Chris is going to have a very strong opinion about this, and as he pointed out earlier, he thinks basically the whole virus industry is a scam. Right? I mean,
it's literally started off as a scam, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And was it ever not a scam? You're going to have a hard time convincing me.
Okay, and I just wanted to just say that because of the documentary, they said that he did some bad, nasty stuff, but never said. And I just think they buried him in the documentary, didn't show him in any good light. Maybe he doesn't need to be shown in a good light. Maybe he is just a dirtbag that killed somebody, you know?
Who knows? Good questions. Thanks for the call tonight.
Thank
do appreciate
guys.
It, man. Sounded great there on the Matrix chat server, by the way, so check that out. Unfortunately, it's buggy. The Element program's buggy with Android. It doesn't seem like the Jitsi video chat works at all on Android right now, so... sorry about that. We've got something else we're working on to do online video and audio calling, but that's not quite ready for prime time. Meanwhile, we go to more of your phone calls. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Ryan.
Ryan.
And so I was wondering, I had about three questions.
Okay.
Well, one comment and then two questions.
All right.
The thing about prostitutes... It's a very distinct problem that older people take advantage of younger women, and that seems to be the major problem associated with prostitution.
I mean, is it not the other way around, where younger women are taking advantage of older guys?
Hold on. There's plenty of older prostitutes out there, by the way. I mean, I've not gone shopping around, but because I've known at least one of them.
Well, that's fair enough, and so maybe if we want to actually play this game, I mean, maybe we could have, like, an age limit of 28 years, and you have to register as a prostitute so everyone knows that they're talking to, so you're not ending up in a situation where... Because the problem with prostitution is it involves such majorly deep levels of just negative aspects to your life. I mean, these people are not happy people.
How do you know?
Yeah, I know plenty of people who wouldn't consider it negative.
Yeah.
And actually, I know one person
that... agree to disagree, but my major question is...
Well, no, hold on. It's
Bitcoin.
Not just agree to disagree. I mean, we can get into whatever your major question is. There are plenty of professionals in the sex trade who are not doing it through some act of desperation. They're doing it because it's a way they can make a buttload of money. I mean, it is a very... If you're not putting your profits up your nose, it is a very profitable method of making money.
And not only that, because there are some people who are doing it for the wrong reasons doesn't necessarily mean you should ban it for everybody else who isn't.
That's right.
There are people that make $8 an hour that are extremely happy in this world because they live a normal, clean life. So, I'm sorry.
So you're saying prostitution is dirty? Is that what you're saying?
I would say having sex with multiple partners for money and not enjoying the aspect of caring and love, I guess, or whatever, at least
whoa.
A damn about the person you're having a sex with.
Okay, first of all.
It's a negative aspect that men end up taking advantage of women because men are the alpha kind of situation in the sexual experience.
That's a ridiculous. That's a lie.
I mean,
ridiculous.
This is ridiculous. Yeah, you can have sex with people and still have a loving, affectionate relationship with a single individual, you know, at the same time.
Well, I'm not going to say. Hold on, I'm not going to say.
I mean, it's not. It's just an act. It's not.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that there's love involved in a prostitute and a client.
No, there, of course there isn't.
But for him to see, well, he was saying that, but he was also saying that there wasn't caring, and that may not be true. Some of these prostitutes may actually have some sort of concern for some of their clients, repeat clients or whatever.
Why would you think that that's not the case? Like, I would think most people would have...
Because he thinks these are monsters. He thinks these are horrible human beings who are taking advantage of.
Just because somebody is selling you a service doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, they want to hurt you or you want to hurt them or, like take advantage of them or anything.
I really have questions about Bitcoin.
All right, go ahead.
Too deep into this. Okay, so the Bitcoin, I heard that like 5 people own like half of Bitcoin.
That can't be
and,
true.
And then my second question is why can't governments, since we're not even allowed to have like more than $10,000 cash, why can't we evolve to just having Bitcoins and then having much, much less actual hard money to where, because it doesn't really seem to make sense. And then if we actually had governments that could have their own Bitcoin system, it might be a way to kind of evolve.
Okay. So there's a lot packed into that one.
Yeah, I don't even know where to start.
And it's going to be hard. What I would recommend that you do, caller, is to call on another night and call earlier in the show, not the final segment, and then we can talk further about this stuff. I don't even want to start on the Bitcoin thing. But to go back to the prostitution discussion, you know, and thank you, by the way, for the call tonight. I do appreciate the questions. But to go back to the prostitution discussion, there are plenty of professionals out there, both men and women, who are prostitutes, and they do a clean job. You know, they use protection. They have themselves tested on a regular basis to make sure that they're not carrying any kind of nasty sexually transmitted diseases and such. And, you know, when you have a legal industry like you do in Nevada, for instance, you actually have some standards. Now, I don't agree that the government should be creating those standards, but nonetheless, the industries would probably do that on their own. But to suggest that men are taking advantage of the prostitutes is ridiculous. It's the prostitutes that set the price.
Yeah, it seems like it's the other way around. I mean, if it wasn't the other way around, there wouldn't be a price.
The men are desperate.
Right, the men are desperate, absolutely.
They're willing to pay for something that, to them, is in short supply.
Absolutely.
And so the ladies hold most, if not all, of the cards.
I wouldn't even consider that the woman taking advantage at that point. They're taking advantage of an opportunity, but not taking advantage in a bad way.
It's an agreement.
I agree.
We're with a willing client, and it should be legal.
Yeah.
More coming up tomorrow night.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.